Aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
You're listening.
Lo que escuchas,
Vaughan Radio.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for the show with no name, exclusively on Vaughan Radio, where we've been for, well, now 13 seasons. Yeah, I can't believe it. Only when I say it aloud in voz alta, something I say you should do with your English every day, say all this vocabulary and all the tidbits of information in English we learned during the show. And as well as writing them down in your notebook, make sure you guys are vocalizing and you're saying it aloud. So sometimes you have to say things aloud. I look at it like the visualization process. You know, they say that you have to visualize yourself accomplishing a goal. You have to visualize yourself crossing the finish line, la meta. It's a very logical word in English, the finish line. So, and my father, joined us on the show, yesterday, and he's someone who taught me that too. He goes, if you want something, you've got to see it yourself before. And then he said, that's not enough. You know, not just visualization, not just imagining yourself there. Otra forma de decirlo, not just picturing yourself crossing the finish line, but also doing the hard work it takes or requires. You can say either one. Doing or putting in the time and the effort and the hard work that it requires. And those two things don't always go hand in hand. So, but he told me, you know, he said, you've got to, so with you guys, how do we apply that to English? Well, you got to visualize yourself feeling comfortable. You got to visualize yourself, you know, telling a story in English and everybody just cracking up. And why? Because you'll get there, but you gotta see where you're going first. You know, have at least a rough idea. Apúntate esta rough, R-O-U-G-H, a rough ideas, una idea en general. So, you know, hey, it works for me. Everything, I've wanted to do in my life, even from this radio show, you know, even before Richard, asked me to do this show, I remember this was, my memory doesn't go back much further than this, but, about 13 years ago, before I was on the air, I visualize, you know, when I found out, cuando me enteré, found out, interesante que la D va con el out y nos quitamos la B. Y suena como duda, right? Found out. Found out. So I found out that we had a radio station when I got hired, cuando me contrataron. I realized that they had a radio station and I visualized myself. I pictured myself. I imagined myself doing a show. And, you know, and I was kind of doing a show, as many of you know, in my classes already. I was already performing because that's the field I came from. I became a teacher later on in, well, not later on. I was 26, but like an old mo. When I was 26 years old, I became a teacher. Let me tell you, youngsters, jovenzuelos, youngsters. All right. Well, hello, everybody, wherever you're tuning in from or however you're tuning in, whether it's via podcast on iVox or Apple Podcasts, or whether you're listening via the Vaughan Radio app. Hello to all of you guys, and a special hello to everybody who follows us live every single day. And they're here, as I said before, putting in the time and the effort that it takes to succeed, to cross that finish line. But also, don't get too obsessed with crossing the finish line. See, there's always a, you know, you got to go, but not there. Because if we get too obsessed on the objective, we don't enjoy the journey. I find that at least in my own experience. So just keep the objective in front of you, but don't be obsessed with it. It's there, and as long as you keep going in the right direction, well, you're going to cross it eventually. And that brings me to an expression that I want all of you guys to write down. Slow and steady wins the race. So lento pero constante gana la carrera, right? Or another way we can say this, it's not a long distance race. No, it's not a sprint. It's a, digo, espera. That doesn't make sense. It's not a sprint. It's a long distance race. So these are just some ways to say, guys, keep an eye on the goal. You know, you want to be goal oriented. You want to achieve your goals in life that you set out to achieve. But at the same time, we don't want to be so focused on our goals. And I've been there. Believe me, I'm telling you from experience, so focused on your goals and what you think your goals and objectives are that you sometimes lose sight of what's important. No sé cómo decís eso en español. Perdéis la vista de lo que es importante, no? You lose sight, we say in English, of what's really important. So guys, there's my little pep talk, mi charla motivadora. I also wanted to remind you guys, I was chatting with some of my coworkers this morning. We have a WhatsApp group, the Vaughn Radio Presenters, and I told them I would give them a shout out. So if you guys haven't tuned in, as I said, you can tune in live on the Vaughn Radio app. You can tune in later on via podcast. And some of them, I believe Fitz and Kyle, are live on Instagram. Tosh as well? I'm not sure. But let me give you the time, just so you know the timetable here. You start your day with Richard Vaughn, 6:30 to 9:30 a.m. That's 3 hours. That's why he's the master. Followed up by Fitz, and he's on the air with no excuses from 9:30 to 10:30. He won't just teach you English. Believe me, every time I talk to Fitz, I walk away more enriched. I'm not just saying that, you know. Then you got this show, I don't know, it's some crazy variety show. In Spanish you say magazine, que era rarísimo para mí, pero bueno, lo entiendo. We say variety show, where you learn English with music, movies, humor, and games, and all kinds of fun stuff. I think it's called The Show With No Name. That's right. You are tuned in right now. So welcome to our spaceship. And everybody, come on, get on board, because we're going to lift off very shortly. Vamos a despegar en nada. So I hope you guys are ready for an intergalactic English journey on today's show. Later in the afternoon, this is Monday through Friday, guys. You've got Tosh Pasqua, and she is going back to basics with you. And I think that's so important for every level. After that, you got Kyle Miller, a mix of fun and didactic lessons. Kyle's great. In fact, as I always say, he's not just my friend, but before I even knew Kyle, I bet on him. Aposté por él. I was working at Vaughn Radio before Kyle and TV. And I said, this guy's good. And, you know, I think we got to take a look at him and a few other people, not just me. It wasn't I discovered Kyle, but several people in the company said, this guy's got, he's got something. He's a, obviously he was a great teacher. Let me explain something. You will not get hired by Vaughn Systems if you are not a great teacher. That's not going to happen. I'm telling you right now. Okay. It's not going to happen. In fact, many people didn't make the cut. When I was training in La Formación, many people did not make the cut. So, but also now to be on Vaughn Radio, you got to be a great Vaughn teacher and then some, y un poquitín más. Because one thing is being a great teacher, but then one thing is being on the radio or TV. It's a different, believe me, I've seen some, because I used to work in the talent. I still do collaborate in Vaughn and help people with their shows and ideas and things like that. It's more, I do more than just a radio show, guys. I work on materials. I'm always consulting and helping my colleagues, with anything. Jingle, even, in fact, this morning, the message I sent them was, guys, if you need me to record and grabar any jingles, I would be more than happy. So you guys, you got a great group of people, the cream of the crop. crop, the cream of the crop, I rise to the top. I never eat a pig, cause a pig is a cop, or better yet, a Terminator, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. We got a lot of fun coming your way today, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all here on Vaughn Radio. But right now, you know what time it is? It's time for Liftoff.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff, 30 minutes after the hour.
Get ready, hold on to your hats, strap on your seatbelt, fasten your seatbelts, hold on to your hats, get ready for the ride of your life, the show with no,
it's show with no name time.
That's right, folks. That's right. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. We are airborne. Estamos en el aire. That's right, my amigos. And so many people joining us on Instagram. So, guys, if you want to join the party, I mean, because, of course, if you're listening to the show in podcast format or on Vaughn Radio, that's great. But if you want to interact with the show in real time, remember, Monday through Friday, we are at Grupo_Vaughn. So hello to all my Instagrammers. And in fact, I got to say something over here. We've got Chile in the house, or as we say, Chile in the house. DJ Hops. I love your name. DJ Hops in the house, guys. And people tuned in from all over the world, which I think it's fascinating. So, guys, thank you so much again, not just for choosing the show with no name as a place to come learn English and have fun, but also for choosing Vaughn Radio, because we're here to have fun and to teach you. And I think you guys know that. Oh, and I forgot. How can I forget? One of my favorite new shows, Speaking Football with Ruben Palomero, a good friend of mine, Ruben Palomero, and also Tommy Hay from Scotland. So it's a Spaniard and a Scottish guy talking about football. And, well, remember, as I always say, football is not just, you know, 11 guys versus 11 guys or 11 gals versus 11 gals. No, there's so much more. There's stories about people. Anytime people say, I don't like football, I said, watch some Michael Robinson documentaries about, you know, how he tells the stories of the people, not just the ball and the mejor gol. Okay, that's interesting if you like the sport, but if not, what is not interesting about a young child working and their butt off and playing and playing soccer when that's all they had in a poor neighborhood and becoming the best? Well, you got Pelé that way, Maradona. So these, and so many other people who came from the slums. The slums son los barrios pobres. Si lo conocéis, Slumdog Millionaire, the Oscar-winning movie, Slumdog Millionaire. All right, well, guys, so many of you guys here. Oh, so I forgot to tell you. So Speaking Football is on. Write this down in your calendars. Mark your calendars. It's on Saturdays at 12 p.m. at noon, okay? Saturday at 12 p.m. At noon. Noon is 12 o'clock, okay? Right. Remember, our afternoon starts at 12. 11:59, it's morning. So when you start saying, when you stop saying good morning and start saying good afternoon is at 12. During this show, every single day. So, guys, great to have you all on board. I've got a lot of different challenges coming your way, some that you're expecting and maybe some that you're not expecting. That's right. That's right, my amigos. It is the pop quiz examen sorpresa here on the show with no name. And I urge you guys to participate in this section and all the different sections on today's show. All right. Well, let me tell you something. This is where I see who's following me and who's following Vaughn. And then not just if you're following us, but if you are, you know, absorbing or taking in that, or soaking in, socus empapad, if you're soaking in that information that we're, because we're giving you a lot of stuff. If you follow me, if you follow my colleagues, if you follow Vaughn, you're going to be getting tons of English content. But that's not enough. It's like having a lot of books. If you don't read them, if they're on the shelf, it's not going to do you any good. No te vale para nada. Or as you say, pana in Spanish. All right. So, let's take a look now. This is a music based one. I decided to go there with some music because, well, yesterday I was on Twitter and I saw a tweet from Rolling Stone. That's right. Rolling Stone magazine, not the Rolling Stones. When I was a kid, it took me a few years to know that I was like, wait, so then they own the magazine? And my mom was like, no, let me explain. Rolling Stone, without the article and without S, is a magazine, and the Rolling Stone. I said, oh, okay, got it. So, I posted this on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook, and I think if you're an AC/DC fan, then you will know this one here. So, because it's their new single, it just came out, it's a new video. If you haven't seen it, I shared the link, it's on YouTube, and maybe we'll take a look at it here on the song today. And the moment I saw the name of the song, I said, wow, thank you. Thank you, AC/DC, for giving me English content for my show. Now, they said, Alberto, no worries, man. You're welcome. Anything we can do to help you and your students on the show with no name. Seriously, they said that. And I was just so thankful. I was so grateful that AC/DC would do that for us here at Vaughn Radio and on the show with no name. all right. So my question is, the AC/DC song, what is this song called and what does it mean? So there's my pop quiz for you today. What is the song called? That's easy. Just put AC/DC, Google AC/DC new song. Born to Iron Man. Remember second part here too, okay? And what does it mean? Now, you can tell me in Spanish, but I prefer if you tell me in English, if you can explain the name of the new AC/DC song. It's an idiomatic expression. Thanks, AC/DC. Man, you guys rock. We salute you. okay, Born to Iron Man. No sé esta expresión. Ah, pero sí, lo pone en word reference. So good, okay. Born to Iron Man knows it. I see you were paying attention, and I imagine you're an AC/DC fan. Knowing you, I imagine you know, you're into, te mola, you're into AC/DC. Wow! All right, well, guys, the expression is a shot in the dark. Okay, so the name of the song is A Shot in the Dark. Well, just shot in the dark without an So, un disparo en la oscuridad. Think about that. You're not going to hit anything. No vas a acertar. No vas a, right? If you shoot something or someone, I hope you don't, in the dark, you're not going to hit, you know. And here you, as Born to Iron Man pointed out, destacó, al voleo, tirar al bulto. So it's a shot in the dark. Another way we say this in English, I'm going to take a wild guess. I think we've looked at this one on the show. A wild guess. Okay. And esto es una suponcia, I say, suponcia, pero a lo salvaje. Think about it that way. A wild guess. And so another way to say this is a shot in the dark. Okay, it's a shot in the dark. Now, those of you who are Ozzy Osbourne, I'm going to know who are the real rockers today, because Ozzy Osbourne, back in the 80s, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, had a song he put out called Just a Shot in the Dark, One Step Away from Me, Just a Shot in the Dark. Now, Maybe you weren't paying attention or you were too young when Ozzy put out that song. So don't worry. AC/DC said, we're going to reteach that expression, a shot in the dark. Okay, so now, you know what I thought we could do? We could take a look at the lyrics really quickly and then listen to it. And maybe this way it'll get stuck in your head. Not just the song. I mean the idiomatic expression too. Okay, so he says, I need a pick-me-up. Toma palabrón. Thank you, AC/DC. You guys rock. And a pick-me-up. Un tentempié. Algo para darme un subidón. Think about it. Something to pick me up. I need a pick-me-up. A rolling thunder truck. Right? So rolling thunder. They say that all the time in their songs. Rolling thunder, a hurricane. So if you want to learn rolling thunder, it's what thunder does. Relámpagos, no, truenos, right? Thunder rolls. So he goes, a rolling thunder truck. He says, I need a shot of you. Necesito un tiro o un chupito, un disparo también. Wow, qué palabra más rica ahí. I need a shot of you. The tattooed lady, wild like a mountain lion. La chica loca, salvaje como una leona de montaña. A mountain lion. And then the pre-chorus. No sabía que esto existía. So you've got a chorus, estribillo, and you've got a pre-chorus. And he says, you got a long night coming. Te queda una noche larga por delante. You got a long night coming and a long night pumping. Now, here's another interesting one. Pump is, yeah, you can say that's bombear, right? Pumping. But a gun too, you pump a gun. So shot in the dark. There's a lot of double meanings in here. Believe me, you know, a lot of people think of AC/DC lyrics as very simple, and they usually are. Rock and roll, love it. But there's a lot of double meanings. Thanks for the double troubles, guys. And a long night pumping, you got the right position. Ahora tienes la correcta posición, sex, and para disparar, to aim and Oh, man, unbelievable. They're so good. And he goes, the heat of transmission. Whoa, wow. Now it's getting hot. Things are heating up. And then the chorus. And thank you, AC/DC, again, for teaching us some idiomatic expressions. So he says, a shot in the dark makes it feel all right. Hace que se siente correcto, o bien. A shot in the dark all through the whole night. La noche entera. I know what's going on here. A shot in the dark, yeah. Electric sparks, chispas eléctricas. And now this is one of the greatest lines here. A shot in the dark beats, le gana cualquier día, o le supera a, to beat, vencer. A shot in the dark beats a walk in the park. Un paseo por el parque, lo que es pan comido. O sea, le gusta el desafío. He likes the challenge, and it's obviously, like most AC/DC songs, it's got that sexual connotation. But if you didn't learn anything from it, I hope you learned the expression shot in the dark. Shot in the dark. The new AC/DC album, I believe it's coming out in like a week or two. And a lot of their songs, there's a good one. Here's another AC/DC song I can think of that has double meanings. Juega mucho con dobles sentidos. And there's one song that they have, and it's called, I've got big balls, you've got big balls, but she's got the biggest, or he's got the biggest balls of them all. And you're like, ¿qué? ¿Está hablando de sus pelotas? Yeah, you could say that, because that's AC/DC. That's what they do. And but he's talking about a ball también es una gala. Una gala is a ball. So if you listen to it, he says, well, I'm rather upper class, high society. Soy bastante alta clase, la alta sociedad. God's gift, el regalo de Dios, ¿no? Algo que ha venido desde el cielo, to ballroom notoriety. Now, ballroom is donde bailas, un salón de baile. The event is never small, he says. Nunca es pequeño. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. Claro, y una madre de, ¿qué? ¿Tiene las pelotas más grandes de todos? Sí, pero está cantando de ballrooms. Está cantando de bailes, galas, ¿no? Oh, man. And then he goes, I've got big balls. I've got big balls. And they're dirty big balls. Oh, my God. It's only AC/DC, I think, can get away with that. Puede hacer eso y no hay repercusiones. And you know what? They could always defend it. What it is it's good writing. But again, it's contrary to popular belief, because when you think of AC/DC, you think of just these simple, you know, gritty, es sucio, right? Como un sonido no muy limpio, no muy nítido, right? That's what they're going for, that high voltage thing. And it's great, guys. If you haven't heard the song, you're gonna hear it now. All right, guys. So what I want you to do, because we've got to go to a commercial break. I didn't even give you the Say What soundbite. But when we come back, I'll give you the Say What soundbite twice in a row. And then we'll get some of your observations. So, guys, this is what you can do. We already looked at the lyrics, but bring them up on the screen. And then this way you guys can sing along with us and practice some English with this new AC/DC tune, Shot in the Dark. Are you guys ready to rock? Yeah, let's do it. Plug it in. See, there's that electric thing going on, that voltage. Bueno, es AC/DC, ¿no? Es lo que tiene. Ow! Here we go, guys. All right, we're going to go to our first commercial break. But we'll be back just in a few moments. I hope you guys enjoy the new AC/DC tune. Here we go. Ow! Let me find the lyrics. Got a long night coming, he says. A long night pumping. You got the right position. The heat of transmission. Yeah, heat of chorus. Here we go.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
¿Has oído lo de Vaughan Play?
¿Qué es eso de Vaughan Play?
¿Qué es el final en lo de Vaughan Play?
¿Has oído hablar de Vaughan Play?
Yo te lo cuento. Vaughan ha preparado un servicio de vídeo 100% original, 100% nuevo para aprender inglés a tu ritmo. Entra en vauganplay.tv y descubre todos los cursos que te proponemos para mejorar tu inglés. Y hay más. Con el código Vaughan gratis te regalamos una semana para probar todas las funcionalidades de tu nuevo servicio de cursos online. Desde el inglés básico para hablar en la calle hasta los niveles más avanzados de cursos profesionales, vauganplay.tv te dará acceso a un abanico completo de cursos. No te olvides, te regalamos una semana con el código Vaughan gratis. Entra ya en vauganplay.tv y pruébalo. Te esperamos.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Vaughan Radio.
¿Ha tenido un posible contagio de COVID o quiere evitarlos? ¿Necesita viajar o visitar algún familiar? Por su tranquilidad o por la seguridad de sus seres queridos, en Laboratorios LifeLength realizamos pruebas PCR con informe de resultados en el mismo día y test rápido de antígenos y de anticuerpos con resultados en 15 minutos en Madrid. Pida su cita online en citacovid.com. Recuerde, citacovid.com.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, guys, if you want to join the show live on Instagram, we're there every Monday through Friday. Good morning to you. Good afternoon, wherever you're tuned in from. And remember, even if you're not on Instagram, you can participate. Just grab a pen and a piece of paper, and you can participate in all the different challenges that we have prepared for you today, such as Say What? Say What? What? That's right, my amigos. It's time for the Say What soundbite. And as always, what I want you guys to do is I want you to jot down what you hear. And yes, I don't expect you to get it on the first go. So that's why I give you four chances, cuatro oportunidades, to write down what you hear. All right. Now, I also want your observations, first impressions. Okay. Now, remember, I'm going to give it to you twice. So what I'll do is I'll play it once. Then I'll take a little pause, give you some time to write it down, and I'll play it for you a second time. Are you ready, guys? Do you have your pens, your notebooks? Okay, here it is. It's the Say What soundbite for the first time.
When it came to drugs, the only thing I haven't done is crack.
Wow.
I was just praying for death, so whatever I thought wouldn't allow me to wake up, I was taking, because it wasn't a party. It wasn't like, yeah, I'm going to go out and party and do tons of drugs. Woo! It was never fun. It was miserable. And it was a self-loathing, disgusting disguise that wasted the most precious years of my life.
All right. There you go, folks. That's the first listen. Now, I know there's a lot of text there for you guys to get down, but I have to say she speaks clearly, not always slowly, but she seems to be a clear communicator, I would say. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would, you know, with Ozzy Osbourne, for example, being 0, I would put this person at a level 7 of clarity, how clear they speak. Okay, so have you got it down? Well, I know you don't have all of it down, but here we go. I'm going to give it to you guys a second time, and then we'll talk about what we just heard. Remember, I want you guys to sum it up. What do I expect from you in this exercise? I want you guys to sum up what you hear. I want your observations. Of course, I want you to write down as well what you hear in its entirety. And I also want you to use what? Full sentences. Okay, just in case somebody doesn't, then we can, you know, say, okay, because I just won't say anything. It'll be easier. All right. Well, guys, here it is. It is the Say What soundbite for the second time.
When it came to drugs, the only thing I haven't done is crack.
Wow.
I was just praying for death, so whatever I thought wouldn't allow me to wake up, I was taking, because it wasn't a party. It wasn't like, yeah, I'm going to go out and party and do tons of drugs, woo! It was never fun, it was miserable, and it was a self-loathing, disgusting disguise that wasted the most precious years of my life.
All right, let's see what you guys have to say. It was miserable. It was miserable. The accent, Kubla? Kubla says, it was miserable. Okay, Anik says, a female voice. She's British, I think. It sounds like a performance. She's talking about drugs. Okay, so it sounds like she's performing. Okay, let's see. Jaime says, she's talking about her bad experiences with drugs. Jaime, I'll buy it. Perfect. Short and sweet. And I think you're summing up what you heard perfectly. Okay, good. Debbie says, it's a woman speaking about her experiences with drugs. Fantastic. Crystal clear. Kubla says, she said it was miserable. The drugs, right? That they were miserable, or her life was miserable. Claudia says, I can hear a girl saying that she has tried all kinds of drugs except crack, and she regrets about doing that. Great job, Claudia. The only thing is, we want to take out the word about. She regrets doing that. Bueno, aprendemos todos. I think everybody can learn, porque arrepentir de, ¿no? En español, no sé, arrepentirse de haber hecho, but we say, I regret doing that. Vamos directamente con el gerundio, okay? Everybody write that down, not just Claudia. You see why I want you guys to write? So we can find these little mistakes that maybe not just Claudia's making, right? Cortez says, it's a British girl talking about a life's drugs experience. Okay, all right. Claudia says she regrets about taking drugs, not about trying crack. Okay, y quitando el about. Okay, pero okay, good. I think it was clear, though, Claudia. I got you. I got what you were saying. Leonardo says, I think the audio is about two friends talking in a disco or a bar. So in a club, in a nightclub, una discoteca or a bar, before 10 p.m. And one of them is complaining about how she is wasting her life lately. Okay. Interesting. Interesting take, as we say. Let's see. Hadri says, she is a British woman speaking about how drugs is so bad. Drugs are bad, right? Drugs are bad in all aspects. Okay. Chris says, I agree with my mates. I think she's British and she's talking about drugs. Great. Okay. DJ Hop says, it's have been never funny getting into drugs. So careful here. Not it's have. It has never been. So sería, it has never been. Lo contraemos. It's never been fun getting into drugs. Cuidado. Fun, divertido, F-U-N, funny, gracioso. All right. Good, guys. The great thing is, when you write in full sentences like that, I can help you even more. Te puedo ayudar más aún. All right, guys. So time to move on, though. We've got so much to do. And, Dad, you must have heard me say something, because I was giving more advice. In fact, I think every day I give advice. Guys, you can attest to it. You can vouch for me. Poner la mano en el fuego. To vouch for me. V-O-U-C-H. Wasn't I giving some advice that my dad gave me? Now I can't remember what it was, because, well, that was the first part of the show, and now we're in the second part of the show. Oh, man. Okay, so we're going to do our spelling bee, and as I said the first time, we are definitely going to fly through it, okay? Because no matter how fast I fly through it, you guys get it. I'm telling you, there are always three or four of you that it doesn't matter how fast I go. I can go like AC/DC lightning, Usain Bolt speed, you know, like supercharged, and someone's going to get it. And it's great. It's awesome. Okay. So here we go, guys. I want to know what these six words are, and I also want to know what they have in common. Okay. Are you ready for today's spelling bee? All right. A lot of you told me, they say, so many people, I wish I had gone to high school or university in the United States. Well, we did spelling bees. So this is your chance to oportunidad. Light. Well, you can't travel anyway now, so don't worry. We'll travel via the waves, las ondas. All right, well, here we go, guys. Today's spelling bee. The first word is INTERFACE. The second word is LATENCY. The third word is COMPRESS. O-R. The next one is C-O-N-D-E-N-S-E-R. The next one, P-H-A-N-T-O-M space P-O-W-E-R. And the last word is T-W-E-E-T-E-R-S. Okay, sorry, I'm out of breath, but I got to go fast, guys. And those of you who said, what? I'm never going to get that. Yes, you are. I'm going to do it in a second. I'm going to repeat them, but at a more normal speed, okay? But remember, I've got some superstars out there who are up for a challenge, and they always rise to that challenge. And you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, no sooner did I speak, and there she is, Claudia. Wow, Claudia. I think you guys should all give Claudia a nice pat on the back over there. You've been doing a great job consistently lately, Claudia, and I'm sure you noticed that, but I just want to let you know that I noticed it, and I'm sure your fellow students noticed it as well. Let's see. There's Kubla as well. Excellent job, buddy. There's Jester. Wow. Guys, did you hear me? I wasn't pretending, fingiendo, that I was out of breath. I really was out of breath. So really, kudos. Enhorabuena. Enhorabuena. Born to Iron Man, Cortez as well. And, wow. Impressive. Very impressive. All of you. There's Debbie as well. And you know what the best part is? You got a second chance. You don't always get those in life, right? You got a second chance right now. So if you've already gotten them and you're not sure, one of them you're like, it doesn't make sense. Take a look at it. Check it. This is your opportunity. If you didn't get them, well, here's your opportunity to figure them out and nail it. All right. There's Lupe. There's Chris as well. So proud of you all. Seriously. Muy orgulloso. Very proud of you all. All right. Well, we're going to have the rest of your colleagues join you because I know that you guys can do it. I believe in you. Hey, as your teacher, I've got no other choice. No me queda otra. I got to believe in you. So what does that mean? You'd better, más te vale, you'd better believe in yourself. Because if I'm believing in you and you're not, we got a problem, Houston. All right, here we go. The first word is INTERFACE. The second word is LATENCY. The third word is COMPRESSOR. The next one, I think I'm going a little fast. I'll slow down. CONDENSER. The fifth one is PHANTOM space POWER. The last one, the sixth word in today's spelling bee is TWEETERS. Okay? Now, as many of you might have recognized, these are all words that have to do with AV. What is AV? Audio visual. So that una forma que decimos audiovisual. Audio visual. Remember the pronunciation is a little bit different. You say ow, ow, ow. Like Michael Jackson, ow. You say audio. We don't. We say aw, awesome. The audio is awesome. Thank you very much. We take pride in it. If you think the audio is awesome, well, that's because I have an interface. And there we go, our segue. Esto es como entramos en la discusión. So what is an interface? Well, let's say I was a person who came across the word interface and I didn't know what it was. And, you know, I'm reading a book or I'm reading a manual. This one might be in a manual. And it says the interface. Now, in Spanish, I think it's interfaz. So it's a pretty similar word to recognize. But even if you, it's a word I didn't know. I mean, I've heard the word and I've seen it used, but I didn't know how to apply it in my life until I started, you know, doing podcasts and recording audio from home. And I invested in audio equipment. And one of the first things that I had to decide on was two different things, because you have your mic. Now, this is interesting because the word microphone, you know, but M-I-C, aunque parezca mic, es mic. Es como decir micro en vez de micrófono. So the first question, and you know what? We might as well, I'll give you some tips. Os doy unos consejos, some pointers for those of you who are thinking about, you know, getting your own microphone. Now there are so many options out there. But the first question you need to ask yourself, and remember this, I'm no expert, but if you want help, I can send you to the right people who can give you all the advice you need. I can help you a little bit to a certain point, but we're going to go over the bare bones today. Okay, the bare bones is lo esencial, the basics. So the first question I had to ask myself was, okay, well, what kind of microphone do I want? Because you've got dynamic and you've got condensers, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But and then you've got other types too, in fact. So there are many options. But in general, there are two that in that category. And then you have to ask yourself another question. USB mic, USB, that plugs right into your computer. Or XLR, XLR, which is when you go to a concert, you know, those bigger cables, the ones with the three prongs. Toma, palabrón. Sabía que iban a salir palabras interesantes. A prong. P-R-O-N-G. Okay. Diente o punta. It's the spike of a fork, but it's also the metal plug projections. Clavo in that case. The prong, right? Prong. It's a pretty cool word there, right? So an interface, an audio interface. Now, you're thinking, well, why do you need this? Well, if you get the USB mic, which there are really good, there's one that came out yesterday by Shure. One of the great, this microphone I'm using right here, the Shure SM7B. This is the microphone you're hearing right now, the one that I use for my podcasts as well. And this is the same mic, now not the same exact one, because I think that's worth millions, but this is the same model that they recorded Michael Jackson's Thriller with, and many, many other things. So this is a great model, but it's kind of expensive. I won't get into prices, but it's pretty pricey. Por decir otra forma de decir carete. It's pretty pricey. But I've got to say something. A lot of people tell me the sound is great, and on my podcast, I don't know what Nacho does in post-production with the show with no name, but on my podcast, For Your English, I don't put any, I mean, I post-produce the audio, but there's no effects on it. It's just my voice. So if you like it, that's this mic. But yesterday, Shure, the same company, como lo puedes ver, you can see it if you're watching us on Instagram, they released a new one, which has, are you ready for this? USB and XLR. So it's a great new option. I think it's cheaper than this model here, and you don't need the interface. And now, as I said, you come across this word interface and a manual, and you're like, what is this? And you know what I did? I just went to Google, and I put define interface, and ready? Noun, nombre, so sustantivo, a point where two systems, subjects, organizations meet and interact. Another one, number two, a device or program enabling a user to communicate with a computer. Esa es la buena. Para este caso. So a device or program. Now I have a little interface. It's amazing. It's about the size of, like two cigarette packs, maybe, just to give you guys an idea. And that thing has like 500 effects in it. I can plug guitars and microphones into it. But without that, I can't connect this microphone to my computer. So that's why the interface, if you're going to use an XLR mic, the professional ones, you'll need an interface, because you got to get that signal and digitize it and send it into your computer. So that is what an audio interface is. All right. Now let's look at some other words. I wanted to look at words that you see often. I didn't want to get into words that were too technical because, well, I'm not teaching you how to, you know, do a podcast unless you want to, and I can help you. If you have something that you want to say and something interesting, it's never been easier. So latency. Guys, remember, Google is your friend. Latency. Latencia, I think you say. Noun. Okay? And you can even press a button here and hear how it's pronounced. Listen, latency.
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 See? Google's awesome. You don't even need me. No, don't. No, no. You need me, right? No, I'm joking. So, noun, sustantivo. The state of existing but not yet being developed or manifest. Conceal. That sounds too existential for me. Computing. Ahora sí. Number two, the second meaning, sentido, is computing. The delay before a transfer of data begins following an instruction for its transfer. What is latency? Te lo defino en una palabra, en un sonido. Came to the store. So when you're talking on Zoom sometimes, or Skype, or WhatsApp, or anything where you're sending a digital signal in packets, remember, I'm no expert. I'm just trying to give you the bare bones here. Well, there's latency. There's a slowness to it, a delay. So, that's something that I think these platforms are trying to get rid of. Deshacer de, latency. Latency. Okay. Now the next word is compressor. And the word compressor obviously comes from the word compress. Okay, it compresses, right, something. It makes it smaller. And I know many, many people use a compressor when they're, doing post-production on audio. I have to say something? I don't. I prefer a compressor. You know, there's some really great effects that can really help you get your voice exactly everything at the right level. Nothing's too high. Nothing's too low. But then again, is that natural? I don't know. I would prefer my voice a little bit more how it is. And somebody told me something once and it stuck in my mind. And they said the best post-production is a good production. So if you get good audio when you record, you don't need to, oof, te suena como una lata. That's a key thing. That's a very important thing. So a compressor controls the overall amplitude of a signal by reducing that part of the signal which exceeds the level. So it kind of equals things out. It compresses things down. So one thing's not, hello, good morning, and the other thing's up here, because we don't speak at one level. Personally, compressors are used a lot and they're very useful, especially when you have two different voices. I mean, believe me. But as I said, I'm anti-effects in general. If I don't need to put an effect on my voice, I won't, right? The next one is condenser. Okay. And as I said, there are two types of mics. So we said compressor. Here's another thing versus condenser. Condenser versus compressor. Okay. It's giving me this in a gas turbine. in una turbina. So you've got the difference between a dynamic and a condenser microphone. So you got, perdona, dynamic and condenser. Okay. The difference between a dynamic and I have both. I have one of each. I told you I invested some money and, the difference between a dynamic and a condenser mic, para usar la abreviatura, is a dynamic mic is better for capturing loud, strong sounds, drums, or loud vocals. If you're singing and you're belting, to belt, belt es cinturón, pero to belt es cantar, muy alto. Then you're going to want a condenser microphone to capture all those, tones, if you will. And it's good for live concerts. So if they're recording a live show, they'll use a condenser because it'll just kind of make everything kind of bring it all together, so to speak, como quien dice. Whereas, esto es bueno saberlo, whereas, ¿cómo se diría whereas en español? Whereas, mientras que, okay, so whereas, todo junto, whereas a condenser microphone, as we already said, we talked about what a condenser does in general, but a condenser microphone is used to capture the more delicate sounds and higher frequencies. So studio vocals, for example. So it depends too on what your usage are, but since your usage is, now I use this one for podcasting and for the radio show, and I use the other one for singing and, jamming with my friends, no? Tocando y jugando con mis amigos. Now, the next one, I love this one. I have to say, when I discovered this one, I just was obsessed. And my wife, again, she was like, what is your problem? And I'm like, well, I'm just having a good time. So, again, let's go to Google, our friend Google. Define phantom power. Okay, define phantom power. Now, the name is amazing, Fantasma, Poder Fantasma. And I have it, this microphone, when I hit this button here, it's phantom power. And that's how it doesn't have to be plugged into a wall. It gets its electricity, it gets its energy from the interface. And that's phantom power, okay? And you what I'm saying is when my wife, when I first got it, I was like, initiating phantom power. You know, I felt like I was like in, you know, I was like, and phantom power, go. Me encantó el nombre. Phantom power. Con PH en inglés, phantom. Halloween is around the corner. This is a good one to know. A term given to the process of delivering DC. We're talking about DC, AC/DC, alternating current, direct current, to microphones, requiring electric power to drive active circuitry. So, some microphones, you can plug them in and everything, but if there's no phantom power, it's not gonna work. All right. So, a lot of things to know, but I gotta say, if you're really interested in getting started, you have so many options out there, to get started. They even sell kits and packs. Maybe you're a history buff, you know, and you want to learn a little bit about, history. Or you want to tell people, you want to share, really. Or you have interesting people that have interesting stories. Again, if you want more information, just let me know. I'd be more than happy to help you. The last word is tweeter. Tweeter. Not Twitter. No la red social, pero tweeter. And I'll just read it. A tweeter or treble speaker. It's all about that bass. About that bass, no treble. A tweeter or treble speaker is a special type of loudspeaker that is designed to produce high audio frequencies from around 200 hertz to 20,000 hertz. Okay? Tweeter. It's the small one. Okay? Ahora, esta mañana surgió woofer, subwoofer. ¿Vosotros decís buffer? ¿Cómo decís vosotros? Eso, we say a woofer or a subwoofer. Boom, boom, boom. That's where you get your bass. So there you go, guys. It's audio visual day. The good news is it's never been easier to create content if that's what you want to do. I know it's not for everybody, but if it's something that you thought about doing before you need it, or even make music, you used to have to go to a studio. Now you can kind of make your own studio and have like all the equipment that they used to have, but in your computer and connected to an interface. So there we go, my amigos. All right, well, I just realized that I can't believe it. Time has just flown by. We've got to go to our second commercial break. I can't believe it. That's half the show. But don't worry, folks. We still have the second half still to come. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
Muy-
mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
¿Has oído lo de Vaughan Play?
¿Has oído hablar de Vaughan Play?
Yo te lo cuento. Vaughan ha preparado un servicio de vídeo 100% original, 100% nuevo para aprender inglés a tu ritmo. Entra en vaughanplay.tv y descubre todos los cursos que te proponemos para mejorar tu inglés. Y hay más. Con el código Vaughan gratis te regalamos una semana para probar todas las funcionalidades de tu nuevo servicio de cursos online. Desde el inglés básico para hablar en la calle hasta los niveles más avanzados de cursos profesionales, vaughanplay.tv te dará acceso a un abanico completo de cursos. No te olvides, te regalamos una semana con el código Vaughan gratis. Entra ya en vaughanplay.tv